This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
What did you just say?
Well, joining us now on SB Nation Radio, real treat, Chad Lewis. He's a former tight end of the Eagles, and Chad was on that Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl and faced the Patriots back in 2005. Chad, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate being here.
So give us a brief look back. I know you didn't get to play in that Super Bowl game, but it was an extraordinary game. You made the catch that advanced the Eagles into the Super Bowl against the Patriots, injured your foot and didn't play. But tell us what it was like to be in that environment and face Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Well, the Super Bowl is an incredible experience. And what made it sweet for our team is the years leading up to us. We went to four straight NFC championships. We lost to the Rams, the Buccaneers, and the Panthers. So when we beat the Falcons and we went to the Super Bowl, the eruption that happened in the city of Philadelphia was something that it was just so sweet. At the end of my career, I still had another year after that, but to be able to win that game, to win your conference and represent your conference in the Super Bowl, it was so much fun. And I really wish that I could have played in the game. I thought about it since I was a little kid. So to sit on the sideline with two screws in my foot, unable to play, it made my Super Bowl bittersweet, but I came out of it realizing that my Super Bowl, my own personal Super Bowl, was my family. And that helped me assuage the pain of not being able to play in the game.
Well, Chad, that couldn't be a better endorsement, let me tell you. And we know that had you been in that Super Bowl, the Eagles already be Super Bowl champs. So we're going to just
I'll stand by that. Sure. 2005, they would have had it.
So, Chad, having played tight end, and you know the beating that Rob Gronkowski of the Patriots takes each and every game. Yesterday, the helmet-to-helmet hit by Barry Church in the first half that knocked Gronkowski out of the game for the whole game with a concussion. Church ended up staying in the game, and he got an unnecessary roughness penalty. Was that the right call? Was that harsh enough?
I think it's the right call as far as harshness. Those helmet-to-helmet hits, they're really hard to officiate those hits because football, when you watch it on TV and you have the benefit of slow motion, it looks really easy to say, well, yeah, he went in there with his head. When in reality, if you get in a car wreck and you can remember the tiny details of where your shoulder and head and arm went during a car wreck, that's amazing. Well, that's what football's like. It's going so fast. And so I think that some of those helmet-to-helmet hits are intentional. I think most of them are just the result of playing football. And the game in the NFL, they're trying to protect the players as much as possible because we've seen the long-term effects of concussions with CTE, with other problems. And I think they have to do something, and they are. Sometimes the way that it's applied seems a little unfair. I think in that particular instance, I think it was fair that there was a penalty assessed. And I don't know how Gronk is feeling. He'll probably have some haziness this week, I would imagine. And we'll see if he gets cleared up and is able to play in the Super Bowl.
We are talking to Chad Lewis. He's a former tight end of the Eagles and was on that team, the 2005 Super Bowl team of the Eagles that faced the Patriots. So yesterday's game, Nick Foles was just outstanding. What did you see? What made the difference for him yesterday?
It was incredible to watch him over the last several weeks. To take over for Carson Wentz, his first game, he came in and made some amazing plays to finish off that game. The third down he got in that game when Carson went down that really won the game was incredible. And then there were a couple games where he was rusty. The thing I like the most about his rebirth is the fact that his coach, Doug Peterson, and his teammates stood right by him. He's a big guy with a big arm. He's played very big before, so he has the potential and the capacity to do just exactly what he did last night. But for him to actually do that, to come in a conference championship environment, to play a red-hot Minnesota Vikings team, and to make the big throws that he did, to move around as sturdy in the pocket as he did, that was phenomenal. I think he finished the game 15 for 15. Those numbers are pretty freaky, and he did it. And so for the rest of his life, I hope that's not his greatest game. I'd like his greatest game to be the Super Bowl. But he hit a grand slam last night in front of the Philadelphia Eagles home crowd. That was one for the ages.
You know, and the sad thing about that, actually, Chad, is that he's probably still going to be in a backup role next year, no matter what happens from here on out behind Carson Wentz. But let's take a look at the defensive side of the ball for a minute. So Philadelphia goes into the Super Bowl as the number four top-rated defense in the NFL. New England is 29th in total defense. So do you think the adage is going to hold true, in your opinion, that defense wins championships?
Yes, I think, and I know defense wins championships. And I would say even though the Patriots are 29th in total team defense, they're number one in knowing how to put a championship team on the field for the Super Bowl. So they're still in their current regime. Still got Tom Brady. You still got Belichick. You still got
Matt
Patricia. You still got So you still got the core. You're going against the Philadelphia Eagles. You're going against a team that knows how to win the biggest game. You don't take that for granted. And the way you win is through incredible study and total execution. And that starts immediately by watching tape. You're not playing ghosts. You're not playing against Randy Moss. You're not playing against people that aren't there anymore. You're playing against the current New England Patriots. And so you go to work. You get into your film study. You get into your practice. You clean up as many mistakes as you can. And then you go forward with all the swagger, confidence, power that you got. And that's how you do it.
We're talking to Chad Lewis. He's a former tight end of the Eagles and on that team that faced the Patriots in 2005. Okay, the coaching staff of the Eagles has just been outstanding. Peterson seems to push all the right buttons. Jim Schwartz on the defensive side of the ball, outstanding. Speak about that coaching team, would you?
You know, Jim Schwartz, the job he's done the last couple years with the Eagles is extremely impressive. He's built a tough, confident, very aggressive style of defense in Philadelphia. I think Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson putting together that staff, their guys, the players believe in it. They play together. And how do you know they play together? Well, you've seen Peters and Carson Wentz and Sproles and middle linebacker. You've seen their team go down with injuries. And each injury, the team seems to take one step closer together. That is impressive. That's not easy to do at the pro level, to get a team to buy in to play team football. So we're watching their team chemistry grow together each game. And they have 2 weeks now to prove it to each other that the preparation is more important than the hype. And if they can focus on what they can control, which is the preparation, then the hype after the game will take care of itself and take care of them forever. So you want to take care of the preparation.
So this is Chad Lewis, former tight end of the Eagles, and he was on that team that went to the Super Bowl. Chad, you talked earlier about how there was a total eruption in the city of Philadelphia when you guys won the NFC Championship game back in 2005. Well, I saw something happening this week that I never had seen happen, putting a Crisco on those poles. I guess there was a lot of anticipation of what Philadelphia might do and the way they might erupt. What's so crazy about Philadelphia fans?
But what's so crazy about Philadelphia fans is the passion. And the passion is combined with sports knowledge. So Philadelphia fans, they're very high IQ fans in boxing, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, it doesn't matter. They watch it. They listen to it on talk radio. They understand it. So you have a sports crazy town, which is a football town, hungry for a championship. You put all that stuff together. You light a fuse, and you have what happened last night, just an eruption. And I think the city, I talked to the mayor before the game, and we joked about, you know, how funny it was that they actually put Crisco on the poles. that was smart preparation. I mean, they know who they're dealing with. They know that they've got a city full of fans that care as deep as any city in America about this sports team.
And they are hungry for a Super Bowl win. Let's bring that home, right?
Oh, man, hungry.
Well, you'll have to get out the Crisco again if that one happens. It'll be a big-time parade. Chad Lewis, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your being part of The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.